to know this secret gives you everything you want. Happiness, health, and wealth.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in? What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
I see many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
Good evening and welcome to the That's So Good podcast with Chef Nisi, the introduction of the secret. Enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships. We can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're an Indian, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power. One law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
The simplest way for me to look at the law of attraction is, if I think of myself as a magnet, and I know that a magnet will attract to it.
Very basically put, the law of attraction says that like attracts like, but we're really talking at a level of thought.
Our job as humans is to hold on to the thoughts of what we want, make it absolutely clear in our minds what we want, and from that we start to invoke one of the greatest laws in the universe, and that's the law of attraction. You become what you think about most, but you also attract what you think about most.
If you see it in here, you're going to hold it here.
And that principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things.
Yes, and speaking of thoughts becoming things, this is so true in my life. I have always written down my ideas, my thoughts, as well as my feelings. And everything that I've written down on paper has materialized. It has come to life. So I just wanted to share that with you all as well, is that the secret does apply to your everyday lifestyle. Sometimes it's difficult to keep up with your thoughts and all that type of stuff, but it's really you putting the formula together to have an awesome life, the life you've always dreamed of, because your imagination is your upcoming attractions. Always start your day off with a grateful heart, and whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. You are the answer to everything that takes place in your life.
What most people don't understand is a thought has a frequency. Every thought has a frequency. We can measure a thought. And so if you're thinking that thought over and over and over again, or if you're imagining in your mind, okay, having that brand new car, having the money that you need, filling that company, finding your soulmate, if you imagine what that looks like, you're emitting that frequency on a consistent basis.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you. See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
Here's the problem. Most people are thinking about what they don't want, and they're wondering why it shows up over and over and over again.
The law of attraction doesn't care whether you perceive something to be good or bad, or whether you don't want it, or whether you do want it. It's responding to your thoughts. So if you're sitting there looking at a mountain of debt, feeling terrible about it, that's the signal you're putting out to the universe. Wow, I feel really bad because of all this debt I've got. You're just affirming it to yourself. You feel it on every level of your being. That's what you're going to get more of.
The law of attraction is really obedient. When you think of the things that you want and you focus on it with all of your attention, the law of attraction will give you what you want every time. When you focus on the things that you don't want, I don't want to be late, I don't want to be late, you really are calling that into existence. The law of attraction doesn't hear that you don't want it, and so it's going to show up over and over and over again. The law of attraction is not biased to wants or don't wants. It manifests the things that you think about.
The law of attraction is always working. Whether you believe it or understand it or not, it's always working.
It's working as much as you're thinking. Anytime your thoughts are flowing, the law of attraction is operational. When you're thinking about the past, present, or the future, the law of attraction is working. It's an ongoing process. You don't press pause. You don't press stop. It is forever in action. As your thoughts are.
Creation is always happening. Every time an individual has a thought or a prolonged, chronic way of thinking, they're in the creation process. Something is going to manifest out of those thoughts.
Law of attraction says, we'll give you whatever it is you say and focus on. And so if you're complaining about how bad it is, what you're creating is more of how bad it is.
Look, I'm not bad.
I had a student named Robert. Robert was a gay man, and he was taking an online course I have, part of which entails email access to me. And he outlined all of the grim realities of his life. In his job, all the people ganged up on him. And it was constantly stressful because of how nasty they were with him. When he walked down the street, he said every block he was accosted by homophobic people who wanted to abuse him in some way. He was wanting to become a stand-up comedian. And when he went out and did a stand-up comedy job, everybody heckled him about being gay. And his whole life was one of a lot of unhappiness and misery. And it all focused around this idea of being attacked because he was gay. I began to teach him that he was focusing on what he did not want. I directed him back to his email that he sent me and said, read it again. Look at all the things you do not want that you're telling me about. And I can tell you're very passionate about this. When you focus on something with a lot of passion, it makes it happen even faster. And then he really started taking this thing about focusing on what you want to heart. And he began really trying. What happened within the next 6 to 8 weeks was absolutely a miracle. He said that all the people in his office that had been harassing him either transferred to another department, quit working at the company, or started totally leaving him alone, and he began to love his job. He noticed that when he was walking down the street that nobody came up to him and harassed him anymore. They just weren't there.
I'm a very, very gay man.
When he went and did his stand-up comedy routines, he started getting standing ovations and nobody was heckling him. His whole life changed because He changed from focusing on what he did not want, what he was afraid of, what he wanted to avoid, to focusing on what he did want.
So we may be very positive in our outlook and orientation, and we tend to attract positive people and positive events and circumstances. We may be very negative in our orientation, or very angry, in which case we tend to attract negative, angry people and negative, angry circumstances.
And so you end up attracting to you the predominant thoughts that you're holding in your awareness, whether those thoughts are conscious or whether they're unconscious. That's the rub.
If you look very carefully, when it comes to the secret, the power of our mind, the power of our intention in our daily lives, it's all around us. All we got to do is open our eyes and look.
You can see law of attraction everywhere. You draw everything to yourself. The people, the job, the circumstances, the health, the wealth, the debt, the joy, the car that you drive, the community that you're in, and you draw and walk to like a magnet. What you think about, you bring about. Your life is a physical manifestation of the thoughts that go on in your head.
I mean, I'm not talking to you from the point of view of just wishful thinking or imaginary craziness. I'm talking to you from a deeper, basic understanding. Quantum physics really begins to point to this discovery. It says that you can't have a universe without mind entering into it. The mind is actually shaping the very thing that is being perceived.
Now, if you don't understand it, doesn't mean you should reject it. You don't understand electricity properly. First of all, no one even knows what electricity is. And yet you enjoy the benefits of it. Do you know how it works? I don't know how it works. But I do know this, that you can cook a man's dinner with electricity, and you can also cook the man.
People oftentimes, when they begin to understand the great secret, become frightened of all of these negative thoughts that they have. Two things they need to be aware of. One, it has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought. So that eliminates a degree of worry right there.
And the second thing is that thank God there's a time delay, that all of your thoughts don't come true instantly. We'd be in trouble if they did. Time delay serves you. It allows you to reassess, think about what you want, and make a new choice.
So you want to become aware of your thoughts, you want to choose your thoughts carefully, and you want to have fun with this, because you are the masterpiece of your own life. You are the Michelangelo of your own life. The David that you are sculpting is you, and you do it with your thoughts.
The leaders in the past who had the secret wanted to keep the power and not share the power. So they kept people ignorant of the secret. People went to work, they did their job, they came home. They were on a treadmill with no power because the secret was kept in the few.
We live in a universe in which there are laws. Just as there's a law of gravity, if you fall off a building, it doesn't matter whether you're a good person or a bad person, you're going to hit the ground.
Everything that's around you right now in your life, including the things you're complaining about, you've attracted. Now, I know at first blush, that's going to be something that you hate to hear. You know, you're going to immediately say, I didn't attract the car accident. I didn't attract this particular client. I didn't particularly attract the debt. I didn't attract whatever it happens to be that you're complaining about. And I'm here to be a little bit in your face and to say, yes, you did attract. And this is one of the hardest concepts to get. But once you've accepted it, it's life transforming. This is part of the overall giant secret here.
And most of us attract by default. We just think that we don't have any control over it. Our thoughts are on autopilot, our feelings are on autopilot, and so everything is just brought to us by default.
Now, if this is your first time to hear this, it may feel like, oh, I have to now monitor my thoughts. This is going to be a lot of work. It will seem like that at first, but that's where the fun begins.
It's impossible to monitor every thought we have. Researchers tell us that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Can you imagine how exhausted we feel trying to control all of those thoughts? Fortunately, there's an easier way, and it's our feelings. Our feelings let us know what it is that we're thinking.
So your thoughts cause your feelings.
The emotions are this incredible gift that we have to let us know what we're attracting.
Think about it. You have good feelings and you have bad feelings. And you know the difference between the two because one makes you feel good and the other makes you feel bad. It's the depression, it's the guilt, it's the resentment, the anger. It's those feelings. They don't make you feel empowered. Those are the bad feelings.
On another level, it's called bad frequency or bad vibes or whatever you want to call it.
The flip side to that is that you have good emotions, good feelings, and you know when they come because they make you feel good. Excitement, joy, gratitude, love. Imagine if we can feel that way every day. When you celebrate the good feelings, you'll draw to you more good feelings and things that make you feel good.
So it's really so simple. It's right there. The answer is, what am I attracting right now? How do you feel? I feel good. Well, good. Keep doing that.
Our feelings are a feedback mechanism to us about whether we're on track or not, whether we're on course or off course.
If you're feeling good, then you're creating a future that's on track with what you're desiring. If you're feeling bad, you're creating a future that's off track with your desires. As you go about your day, the law of attraction is working in every second. Everything we think, everything we're feeling is creating our future. If you're worried, if you're in fear, then that's bringing more of that into your life throughout the day. Whatever you're thinking and feeling today is creating your future.
And you're getting exactly what you're feeling about, not so much what you're thinking about. That's why people, if they stub their toe out of bed, they tend to spiral.
The inquiry into police corruption.
The whole day goes like that, you know. They have no clue that a simple shifting of their emotions can change their entire day and life. If you start out having a good day and you're in that particular happy feeling, as long as you don't allow something to change your mood, you're going to continue to attract, by the law of attraction, more situations, circumstances, people that sustain that happy feeling. Good days, bad days, rich get richer, poor get poorer. It's all about what these people are predominantly and continually feeling.
You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
Your thoughts and your feet. It'll always be that way. Guaranteed.
So basically, what you focus on with thought and feeling is what you attract into your experience, whether or not it's something you want.
It's hard to swallow. But when we can begin to open ourselves up to that, ramifications are awesome. It means that whatever thought has done in your life, it can be undone through a shift in your awareness.
It's really important that you feel good, because this feeling good is what goes out as a signal into the universe and starts to attract more of itself to you. So the more you can feel good, the more you will attract the things that help you feel good in order to keep bringing you up higher and higher.
When you're feeling down, do you know that you can change it like that? Put on a beautiful piece of music. Start singing. That'll change your emotion. Or think of something beautiful. Think of a baby. Maybe one you love. And dwell on it. Really keep that thought in your mind. Block everything out but that thought. I guarantee you'll start to feel good.
This principle applies to your family pet, for instance, which I believe are wonderful because they put you in a great emotional state. When you feel love for your pet, that's a great state of love. It's going to bring goodness into your life.
Well, a lot of people ask me what their job is in the creative process and what the job of the universe is. So let's look at that for a moment.
Let's use this metaphor. If you think about Aladdin and his lamp, you've probably heard of that one. I mean, Aladdin picks up the lamp, he dusts it off, and out pops the genie. The genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
If you trace the story back to its origins, you know, we now think that there's three wishes, but if you trace the story back to its origins, there's absolutely no limit whatsoever to the wishes. Think about that one. Now, let's take this metaphor and blow it out and apply it to you and your life. Remember, Aladdin is the one who always asks for what he wants. Then you've got the universe at large, which is this grand genie, and traditions, you know, have called it so many different things. Your holy guardian angel, your higher self. I mean, we can put any label on it, and you choose the one that works best for you. But every tradition has told us there's something bigger than us. And a genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
There's a creative process, a three-step process, and it's been around for 2,000 years. The first step is to ask. Make a command to the universe. Let the universe know what you want. The universe responds to your thoughts.
What do you really want? Sit down and write it out on a piece of paper. Write it in the present tense. You might begin by writing, I am so happy and grateful now that, and then explain how you want your life to be in every area.
And this is really fun. This is like having the universe as your catalog, and you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience, and I'd like to have that product, and I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe. It's really that easy.
Step two is believe. Believe that it's already yours. Have what I love to call unwavering faith. Believing in the unseen.
Your wish is my command.
And the universe will start to rearrange itself to make it happen for you.
Most of us have never allowed ourselves to want what we truly want because we can't see how it's going to manifest.
If you do just a little research, it is going to become evident to you that anyone that ever accomplished anything did not know how they were going to do it. They only knew they were going to do it.
You don't need to know how it's going to come about. You don't need to know how the universe will rearrange itself.
You don't know how. It'll be shown to you. You will attract the way.
Yes, yes, I am in total agreement with that. The law of attraction works. Please, please take a few moments just to look back on your life and all the obstacles that you've already came through. It was all from the power of your thinking, your decisions, from right and wrong. The power is within you. Let's continue. I love you. Thank you for listening.
The doubt brings about a feeling of disappointment. Recognize that feeling and replace it with a feeling of unwavering faith. I know, like I know, like I know that it's on its way. Step three, and the final step in the process, is to receive. Begin to feel wonderful about it. Feel the way you will feel once it arrives. Feel it now.
And in this process, it's important to feel good, to be happy, because when you're feeling good, you're putting yourself in the frequency of what it is that you're wanting.
This is a feeling universe. So if you just intellectually believe something, but you have no
a corresponding feeling underneath that, you don't necessarily have enough power to manifest what you want in your life. You have to feel it.
And when you turn that fantasy into a fact, you're in the position to build bigger and better fantasies. And that, my friend, is the creative process.
So the law of attraction, the study and practice of the law of attraction, is just figuring out what will help you generate the feelings of having it now. Go test drive that car. Go shop for that home. Get in the house. Do whatever you have to do to generate the feelings of having it now and remember them. Whatever you can do to do that will help you to literally attract it. It could be you wake up and it's just there. It's manifest. Or you might get some inspired idea of some action to take. Certainly shouldn't be going, well, I could do it this way, but man, I would hate that, because you're not on the right track if that's the case. Action will sometimes be required, but if you're really doing it in line with what the universe is trying to deliver, it's going to feel joyous, you're going to feel so alive, time will just stop, you could do it all day.
The universe likes speed. Don't delay, don't second guess, don't doubt. When the opportunity's there, when the impulse is there, when the intuitive nudge from within is there, act. That's your job. And that's all you have to do.
You will attract everything that you require. If it's money you need, you'll attract it. If it's people you need, you'll attract it. If it's a certain book you need, you'll attract it. You've got to pay attention to what you're attracted to. Because as you hold images of what you want, you're going to be attracted to things, they're going to be attracted to you. But it literally moves into physical reality with and through you. And it does that by law.
You can start with nothing. And out of nothing, and out of no way, a way will be made.
Think of this. A car driving through the night, the headlights only go 100 to 200 feet forward. And you can make it all the way from California to New York driving through the dark, because all you have to see is the next 200 feet. And that's how life tends to unfold before us. And if we just trust that the next 200 feet will unfold after that, the next 200 feet will unfold after that, your life will keep unfolding, and it will eventually get you to the destination of whatever it is you truly want, because you want it.
Thank you all so much for your listening abilities to digest this wonderful documentary that I'm sharing with you all tonight. I thank you for tuning in and being a dedicated listener on the That's So Good podcast with Chef Nisi. I'm going to end it right there, and I'm going to make a part two to The Secret, so you can listen in on more of what the steps in life and having faith will take you. Again, I love you. This is Chef Nisi, and stay tuned for part two of The Secret. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good night.